Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio by Michael Merrill, who is the new superintendent of schools at Somerville Union High School District. We've been talking about a number of topics with the new superintendent. Mr. Merrill, during the last segment, you talked a little bit about the new art building that's going to be constructed on campus. Arts education in general in this day and age, is it difficult to find funding for?
It can be difficult to make sure we have enough adequate funding, but we're fortunate at Somerville High School to have a foundation, the Somerville High Foundation. They just did a Feed the Bears dinner the beginning of November, and a lot of the projects that they've done have been around funding those areas that need some support. We also have a group, our CAST group. They're a group of parents that work directly with our Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy, raising funds and making sure that the students have the support they need so those programs can continue.
When you say other programs that they fund as well that need support, what would those other type programs be?
Anything from travel. Sometimes when groups are traveling, if our Jazz at 8 group needs to travel someplace, or if we need some new partitions for the foyer of the theater so that they can make sure that art can be posted up so people can see the art, as well as the flyers for the performances. So they've been great in helping us with those.
I imagine it's pretty nice to have whether they're alumni or community leaders come together to raise money for those type of things.
Absolutely.
And next thing I want to ask you about, you know, in the age of school shootings that we hear about all across the country, what are the types of things that Somerville High School does to try to ensure the campus is secure as possible?
I think the most important thing is making sure that our students know that they are safe, that there are eyes constantly out. That's why part of my goal is to be highly visible on campus so that students know they can go out to somebody. In my world, it's called a go-to person. Every student should have a go-to person on our campus, an adult that they feel comfortable and confident will help them if need be. Making sure that our staff is trained so that they can recognize when students are struggling in certain areas. And then also making sure that we do our regular drills so that we know if there's a lockdown drill or an evacuation drill, a fire drill. And we recently did an earthquake drill as well. But the sad part is that these are the realities that our students and our staff and our communities face. But the most important thing is being vigilant to make sure that we have plans in place so that students are safe. And school needs to be a safe place for our kids.
I remember various schools across the county having lockdowns from time to time. I know Somerville had one at one point not too long ago. You know, it seems like it's just kind of better safe than sorry in a lot of those situations. So sometimes they don't turn out to be very serious situations, but it's good to take those steps early on to make sure things are as safe as possible.
Absolutely. It's very important to be safe.
And I wanted to ask you, too, just a little bit about technology, you know, in the classroom and at schools for high school students. You know, how has it evolved in recent years and impact students?
Technology is something that we're constantly trying to keep up with. Our students at Somerville High School have one-to-one iPads that they use, so they're used in all of their classes. They take them home, and they have use of them throughout the entire school year. They can access some books online. They can access resources for doing research, and it's a great opportunity for students to be able to have the technology at their disposal. One of my things is making sure that we also teach true communication as well, though. That's a piece that we tend to lose out a little bit on with the age of iPhones and technology. Sometimes just the general conversations of sitting down, looking eye to eye with people, that's something that I want to make sure that we maintain as well.
How do you do that? How do you make sure you're teaching those basic skills?
I think a big part of that is being out on campus and just interacting with our students and asking staff to do the same. Having students share what it is that they are most excited about today. What's the best part of today? What's the worst part of today? So they can answer those questions and just have a general conversation.
Is your observation, do most students in high school level now have phones and communication devices?
Yeah, just about everybody has some form of technology that they're communicating, whether it's texting or emailing, whatever the various social medias are. Those are pieces that are just part of this generation.
I imagine, does it make it challenging to monitor bullying and that type of thing at campus?
It can be, and that's why we always ask our students and help them to understand, please say something. You're not helping yourself or anybody else. If you're hearing something's going on, then you're going to get support from your school if we know about it. The hard part is when we don't know about it and then something happens, it would be better if we knew.
I know school districts like Somerville Union High School District, a lot of things depend on state mandates and state legislation and funding mechanisms and so forth. Anything recently at the state level that's impacted Somerville High School?
I would say that, you know, the positive impact has been the career technical education grants. That has allowed us to really upgrade things like our auto shop to make sure, and our welding shop to make sure that we can have programs that students have hands-on opportunities. That's a huge part of the educational process. So those kinds of things. The unfunded mandates are always the difficult ones, or the marginally funded mandates when something comes in. So
career technical education, I know Sonora Union High School District talks a lot about with that with their program. Maybe it doesn't has not heard as much about at Somerville High School. You know, what type of career technical education do you have at Somerville?
We have our auto shop, of course. We have our ag programs, full complement of ag. And then we also have a technology business program. We have a dual enrollment. Dual enrollment fire science program with Columbia College, and we have a law enforcement program taught by one of our teachers on campus as well.
What would you say is kind of some of the best ways for school districts to help students, you know, get into the workforce if they so choose after high school or else go to college or that type of thing?
I think the most important thing is setting goals, sitting down. Our GLCs work with each of their students and meet regularly to talk about their four-year plan and their goals after school to make sure that doors are as wide open as they can possibly be so students can make those choices, whether they want to go directly into the workforce, go to a two-year college, a four-year college, trade or technical school, or into the military. Lots of opportunities for our kids, and so having those conversations, but most importantly, I think, is keeping those doors wide open. Students need not limit themselves for fear of not being successful. They need to try and take some risks.
Are there any type of like partnerships or connections with like Columbia College at Somerville High School?
We do. We have some dual enrollment courses, and we're always looking to provide more opportunities like that. One of the things that I've want to look more into is using our teachers that have master's degrees and have them teach college-level classes where they would actually be able to get dual credit, high school as well as college credit, so they can, you know, be more successful and have even up to 30 units of college credit by the time they graduate.
So currently the dual credit for those students, do they go to Columbia College or they actually do that on campus at Somerville?
There's a combination. We do have some classes offered on campus, but then the majority of our students that are taking college classes go to the college for the classes.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with the new Somerville superintendent. We're joined in studio this weekend by Michael Merrill. He stepped into the role of superintendent recently, replacing outgoing superintendent Robert Griffith. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.